MSRN News, I'm John Scott. The confirmation hearing for Pete Hegseth earlier on Capitol Hill. The defense secretary nominee dismisses the sexual assault allegations as a smear campaign.
A small handful of anonymous sources were allowed to drive a smear campaign, an agenda about me, because our left-wing media in America today, sadly, doesn't care about the truth. All they were out to do, Mr. Chairman, was to destroy me.
Hegseth says he will pursue the objectives set forth by President-elect Trump. Also at SRNNews.com, the fan flaming Santa Ana winds whipping up in the L.A. area again as firefighters and residents brace for another dangerous game.
Winds are increasing in the Los Angeles area, and there could be gusts of 70 miles per hour. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall in California also says they have some of the driest air right now.
These extreme critical fire weather conditions that are coming together, that any new start could exacerbate the situation as far as the number of fires burning off across Southern California and the impact on resources.
Firefighting planes could be affected. Red flag warnings are already in effect, and firefighters could be dealing with very dangerous situations. I'm Julie Walker.
And thousands of residents across Alaska's largest city remain without power a day after a powerful storm brought hurricane-force winds that downed power lines and caused a pedestrian bridge over a highway to partially collapse, a 132-mile-per-hour wind gust. Wholesale inflation rose last month on higher energy prices. The Labor Department reported its producer price index rose 0.2% from last month, from November. That's down from a 0.4% gain the month before. This is SRN News. A new report on religious violence in Nigeria. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It's pretty shocking. 10,000 Christians murdered over the course of 2 years. Global Christian Relief has been adding up the numbers in Nigeria from November of 2022 through November of 2024, and it's worse than ever. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they've made it their explicit goal to kill every Christian in the country or drive them all out, ushering in a Sharia state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of Roe v. Wade's appeal, the battle over abortion changing. Since most abortions now carried out using drugs rather than surgical procedures, pro-life lawmakers are moving in that direction. Four states, Indiana, Missouri, New Hampshire, and Tennessee, have bills aimed at banning abortifacients. Louisiana has classified the drugs as dangerously controlled substances. This is SRN News. A Texas man facing charges for allegedly stalking the most popular player in women's basketball.
A 55-year-old Texas man has been charged with felony stalking of Indiana Fever star and WNBA Rookie of the Year, Caitlin Clark. Marion County prosecutors wrote in a court filing Saturday that Michael Thomas Lewis is accused of repeated and continued harassment of the 22-year-old Clark. Authorities say Lewis posted numerous messages, some sexually threatening, on Clark's ex account. Prosecutors wrote in the filing Clark felt terrorized, frightened, intimidated, and threatened as a result. The FBI learned the messages were sent from IP addresses at an Indianapolis hotel and downtown public library. I'm Gethin Kulba.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green proposing a range of new penalties to crack down on people who flout the state's fireworks laws. One would be decades in prison for people who use fireworks that lead to a serious injury or death. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.